Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We just wrapped up our live 12-team salary cap draft. Let's break it down. Up next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Friday, March 8th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White, and this is a real draft that we're playing out. 12-team roto, standard 5x5 categories. Again, a live salary cap slash auction draft that we were hosting and drafting. It's always a fun time. Scott, let's run through your team. We'll first take a look at your offense. And at catcher, you have Alejandro Kirk and Cal Raleigh. In the infield, Freddie Freeman, Nico Hoerner, Max Muncy, Francisco Lindor, Dansby Swanson, and Noelvi Marte. And then your outfield, Cody Bellinger, Evan Carter, Sal Frelick, Brandon Nimmo, Giancarlo Stanton. And in case everyone's thinking, that seems light, Shohei Ohtani as your utility hitter. Worth mentioning... You just made a trade.
I did just make a trade, yes. I guess I'll get to that in a minute. So obviously Freeman and Ohtani and Francisco Lindor were the big ticket items. Freeman for 40, Ohtani for 39, Lindor for 31. And I think those three give me a really firm foundation in all five categories. Freeman and Ohtani in that lineup are going to tons of runs in RBI. Freeman, the best batting average bet out there. Ohtani should be good for that too. They'll all give me some power. They'll all give me some speed. I was happy with that start. And then things got a little funny in the middle. So I really wanted to fill out my outfield because, as you know, I think it's the weakest position by far this year. But I had spent, a combined... what was it, $110 on those three players. So I couldn't spend that much in the outfield. I got Bellinger for 16. I got Evan Carter for 14. I thought I would keep doing that, keep getting outfielders I like in the $15 range. But then Nico Hoerner was going, it seemed like, for at the time, it seemed like one of the first discounts of the draft. I had him as an $18 player, I think, and I was able to get him for 17. And I didn't want to underdo it in steals. I certainly didn't want to underdo it in batting average, though I was already off to a nice start there. So I thought it was a reasonably good fit for my team, but it really handcuffed me after that because I just didn't have a single pitcher yet. And I didn't have enough money left I could afford to spend on hitting considering. So I was kind of stressed there for a middle portion. I thought I overdid it with Hoerner. For example, Bryson Stott went for $11 compared to Hoerner's 17. And Andrés Giménez went for a ridiculously low amount. I think it was like $6 or $7. And that was just, people overspent early. So there wasn't enough money left when their names got called. It's just their names happened to get called a lot later than Nico Hoerner. So I wish I had anticipated that. It was not the ideal use of those dollars. And then I kind of did the same thing with Noelvi Marte for $8. Not that I think in a vacuum, $8's a bad amount for Noelvi Marte, but just given the way the dollar distribution was working in this draft, I could have done better with it. So I was a little, unhappy about it at that point. But then came that middle to late stage when the value started rolling in, and I saved enough dollars for that. And I just feel like I crushed it during that portion of the draft. That's when I got Dansby Swanson for $6, Cal Raleigh for $5, Brandon Nimmo for $4, Reese Hoskins for $3, and filling all those spots for those low dollar amounts with players that I consider must start. I mean, that got me back in it, and I feel really good about the balance of my offense and just the strength of it overall. And by the way, that stage of the draft, I think it did even better for my pitching staff, which we'll get into.
Yes, we will. Worth mentioning, Reese Hoskins, you mentioned that you won him. After the draft ended, you traded away Reese Hoskins and Davis Schneider to get Max Muncy, which helped make you feel better about Noel Marte.
Right. One of my biggest concerns there. So I had Reese Hoskins in my corner infield spot, Marte in my third base spot. Obviously, kind of a risky guy to rely on there. I didn't get a third baseman in the reserve rounds, but I did get Ryan Mountcastle. I got Jose Abreu. Where am I going to play them? They would be great fallback options at corner infield, but I had Reese Hoskins there already, so that wouldn't work. That Muncy trade, trading Reese Hoskins for Muncy. Now Muncy's my starting third baseman. Noelvi Marte slides over to corner infield, and if that doesn't work out, I got Ryan Mountcastle and Jose Abreu to fall back on. So yeah, that made me feel a lot better about that one suboptimal situation at third base.
Your pitching staff, you wound up with George Kirby, Chris Sale, Justin Steele, Chris Bassett, Merrill Kelly, Nick Pavetta, and then you also got Kodai Senga, who will start the year on the IL, but you got relievers, Jose Leclerc and Robert Suarez on the bench, Yuki Matsui, so hoping to lock up the Padres bullpen one way or another, and then Frankie Montas and Luis Severino. Injury risks, but do come with upside. Yeah,
so really happy with the way the pitching staff turned out, even more than the lineup. And it's kind of funny considering the way things started at pitching. So Kirby was my big ticket item at $22. I just thought he went low relative to the other ace caliber pitchers. And then, you know, Chris Sale at 14, I needed some strikeouts there to pair with Kirby. Justin Steele for 13. I think he's just undervalued in general. So that was my top three, and it was okay, but I didn't want to have to dip too far into the glob. And again, this is where I crushed it during that middle to late stage with the pitchers in the $3 to $6 range, getting Merrill Kelly for $6, Chris Bassett for $5, Nick Pavetta for $3, who isn't safe, but I think has a lot of upside, particularly in terms of strikeouts. It's really the Kelly and Bassett ones as my fourth and fifth starters. Fifth and sixth by the time Kodai Senga comes back, right? And I think I do have them in the glob, but I barely have them in the glob. They're like at the highest end of the glob, and I think they're going to be really reliable for me if the high-end guys come through. And the fact that I got two what I think are closers there, Suarez and Leclerc, for a combined $4, that was also clutch at that stage of the draft.
All right, and if you want to see the entire results, you can do that on the website at cbssports.com/fantasy/baseball. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye!
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.